Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Bloomington South Panthers of J.R. Holmes, their 2017-2018 crew will go down as one of the best teams in history. Their season ended on Saturday as they fell to the New Albany Bulldogs in a battle of top five 4A teams at the Seymour Regional, 65-45. The Barney Scott Gym was packed. South in New Albany, game two of a busy, busy day in Seymour. The Panthers didn't shoot the ball very well in the first half, only 8 of 27, but just trailed by 6 at halftime. The Panthers had trouble making layups, but were still right in the game. But it was a third quarter that saw New Albany outscore the Purple and White 21-4 that broke the game open and saw Romeo Langford and his mates advance to the Seymour Regional Final Saturday night. They went on to beat Center Grove and now will take on Warren Central in the semi-state. Not to be lost on South fans or basketball fans anywhere is how good this senior class was. Over the four-year period, they won 3 conference championships. They won 4 straight sectionals. The only downside was they didn't advance out of the Seymour Regional. The school's all-time leading scorer, Chance Coyle, he comes from this class. He had 17 on Saturday in his final game in the purple and white. Joining him, seniors Philip King and Chris Bamba, contributors over their 4 years on a team that won over 90 games and will go down as one of the best in South history. The future is bright for the purple and white. J.R. Holmes knows how to build a program, and that'll be evidenced next year as sophomores Anthony Leal and Noah Jager return to the starting lineup. Freshman Connor Hickman will be a year older, and the junior class will provide depth at most positions. As the Panthers will usually do, they won't rebuild. They'll just reload. So we look forward to an exciting 2018-2019 season. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Edgewood Mustangs' magical ride in 2017 and 2018 also came to an end over the weekend as the Mustangs were knocked out of the Green Castle Regional in the second game of two, falling in double overtime to the Lebanon Tigers. J.B. Neal's crew racked up 22 wins on the season against 6 losses and just couldn't get over the finish line on Saturday. Edgewood led by as many as 8 in the second half, but Lebanon clawed their way back in and forced the game into overtime with a 3-pointer with 20 seconds remaining. Edgewood had 2 chances to win it, but neither one of those could find the bucket. In overtime, the Mustangs dug themselves a hole, trailing by 7 with a minute 10 to go. They found a way out, forcing the game to a second overtime, but the Tigers, too much, finally hitting all their free throws and putting away the Mustangs 59-56. The Wabash Valley Holiday Classic champions, the Western Indiana Conference champions, the sectional champions. J.B. Neal picks up his first sectional championship as a head coach, and the school grabs their first 20-win season since 2007-2008. The cupboard won't be bare for the Mustangs next year. Sure, they'll miss Chayton Howard and his production, almost 18 points and 9 rebounds a night. But senior point guard-to-be Joe Keto will be back. Trevor Taylor, the freshman, turns into a sophomore, and plenty of role players and plenty of guys coming back. And don't forget their JV squad won 20 games on the season as well. Some of those players will find some time on the varsity next year and will be asked to take up the minutes and find the production to make up for the departing senior class. A great year for the Red and Black, 22-6, and we look forward to an exciting 2018-2019. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.